Let's get back to that business of me and I. There's that marvelous sentence in the Gospels, and, well, one finds it in most religious literature, in all religious and spiritual literature, mystical literature, about dying to the self, about denying oneself, about losing the self. Remember? All right. How does one lose oneself? Ever tried to lose something? That's right. The harder you try, the more difficult it gets if you really want to lose it. As she says very well, when you're not trying, then you lose things. You lose something when you're not aware. You drop it. Or how does one die to the self? We're talking about death now. We're not talking about suicide. We're not told to kill the self, but to die. And to deny the self, does that mean one causes pain to the self? One causes suffering to the self? But that would be self-defeating. That would be counterproductive. You're never so full of yourself as when you're in pain. You're never so centered on yourself as when you're depressed. You're never so ready to forget yourself as when you're happy. Happiness releases you from the self. It's suffering and pain and misery and depression that ties you to the self. Look how full you are of your tooth when you have a toothache. When you have no toothache, you're not even aware you've got a tooth. Or that you've got a head, for that matter, when you have no headache. But it's so different when you have a splitting headache. So it's quite false, quite erroneous to think that the way to deny the self is to cause pain to the self, to go in for abnegation, mortification, as it was traditionally understood, and to cause suffering. To deny the self, to die to it, to lose it, is to understand its true nature. And it will disappear, it will vanish. I frequently give the example of somebody who walks into my room one day, and I say, come right in. May I know who you are? He says, I am Napoleon. And I say, precisely, Bonaparte, that's right. Emperor of France, what do you know? And I'm thinking to myself, I'd better handle this guy with care. Sit down, Your Majesty, says I. So he sits down. And I say, what can I do for you? And he says, well, they tell me you're a pretty good spiritual director, and I've come up with a spiritual problem. I'm anxious. I'm finding it hard to trust in God, because I've got my armies in Russia, see? And I'm spending sleepless nights wondering how it's going to turn out. And I say, well, Your Majesty, I could certainly propose something for that. What I suggest is that you read Matthew 6. You know, look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the field. They're not anxious, they're not worried. By this stage, you're wondering, by the time we get to this stage, you're wondering who is crazier, he or I. But I'm going along with this lunatic, see? That's what the wise guru does with you in the beginning. He goes along with you. He takes your trouble seriously. He'll wipe a tear or two from your eye. Because you're crazy, but you don't know it as yet. The time soon has to come when he'll pull the rug from under your feet and tell you, get off it, you're not Napoleon. In those famous dialogues of Catherine of Siena, God is reported to say to have said to her, I am he who is. You are she who is not. Ever experienced your is-notness? In the East, we have an image for this. the image of the dancer and the dance. God is viewed as the dancer and creation as his dance. It isn't as if he is the big dancer and you are the little dancer. Oh no, 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 no. You got it all wrong. You're not a dancer at all. You are being danced. Ever experienced that? When this guy comes to his senses and realizes that he is not Napoleon, he does not cease to be, he continues to be. But he suddenly realizes that he is something other than what he thought he was. Is that clear? He realizes that he is something other than what he thought he was. To lose the self is to suddenly realize that you are something other than what you thought you were. You thought you were center. Now you experience yourself as satellite. You thought you were dancer. You now experience yourself as danced. Now these are analogies. These are images. You cannot take them literally. They just give you a clue. They give you a hint. They're pointers. Don't forget. So you cannot press them too much. Don't take them literally. I'll come back to this idea again when we come back to the scriptures. The scriptures are mystical poetry. They're not scientific descriptions. But more about that when we come to the Bible. So, the loss of the self. When you understand who, what you are, the self, the illusory self, is lost. As a step to attaining that, to moving towards that, I suggest this. Again, this is a kind of an imagery. Now, don't go around imagining that this I is another guy and me is another person. No, 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 no. These are ways of talking. But as you begin to understand the transitory nature, the transient nature of all these things that they keep attributing to you, you dissociate yourself increasingly from them. That's about the best you can do, I think, to prepare the ground for the loss of the self, for the death to the self.